My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. I can't wait. First of all, it's our last hour of radio before the NFL season starts.
The last hour until everything goes south, right? Last hour of hope.
I think every hour of our show goes south. Thank you very much.
Wow.
But this is also going to be fun because, first of all, check this out. Join 95.7 The Game personalities at Harding Park tomorrow for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more, presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's local family-owned pest control company. Now, that's Harding Park, but let me bring you to the Presidio, which is where I was the last time I saw our next guest. And it had to have been, I don't know, Brandon, 114 years ago on the River Islands guest line from our Odyssey station in New York, WFAN, Brandon Tierney here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Brandon, what's cooking?
What's up, boys? Mark and Dibs. And I know Dibs is all over that golf outing tomorrow. What are you shooting, Dibs? 78, 79? What are you throwing up tomorrow?
Still in the high 80s, BT. But, man, this afternoon drive gig is kind of bitten into my golf game a little bit. Doing mornings, I was playing 3 days a week. But, you know, afternoon drive, tough to get out there.
Well, there's this thing in life called responsibility. Yeah. And until the kids are married and fully out of our roof and out of maybe off the payroll, yeah, you're going to have to sacrifice a little, Dan. We all live it, dude. We all live it.
Yeah, that one hit hard right there, Brandon. Yeah. So I saw you tweeting about how the Niners-Jets line is down to 3.5. We got breaking news. At least where I go find lines, it is up to 4. What oh. gives? Yeah, up to 4. So what gives? What do you think's going on here, Brandon?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's been obviously a little fluctuation, and of course the Niners should be favored. Of course the Niners should be favored by more than 3. You know, I think a lot of this, guys, is, and I don't even really have a ton of concern, although there's great intrigue with Rodgers to see how he is physically. I think anytime the Jets are really doubted, I think it's a coaching thing. And, you know, you guys don't have to worry about that. You know, you sit down in front of your tube, you're at Levi's Stadium, you guys know that you're a well-coached team. The Jets really have been the complete antithesis, where they gave Rodgers all the power. They brought in his OC. Rodgers goes down. It's an absolute circus. Sala, your boy, and my boy, I like him, but I'm just going to call it the way it is. He is not proven to be a competent head coach yet. Just hasn't. The Jets aren't always prepared. The Jets aren't always disciplined. The Jets don't seem to be very adaptable. Forget about, you know, series to series or half to half, week to week. You just don't see the quality adjustments. And I know that's a very nebulous term. Oh, adjustments. How do you quantify that? Well, you know, I didn't play football in the NFL, but I know when I see a team that was doing something wrong and then suddenly they start doing something right. And then the Jets usually don't do that. So in a very long-winded way, I think it's back up to four because I think sensibility's kicking in. I think that people know the Niners are on the short list for the Super Bowl. The Jets can be based on their personnel, but they've got 50 years of sordid history that gives a lot of people pause. So I get it.
Yeah, no doubt. The history is something we talk about here with recent history and the Super Bowl failures. But for the Jets, it's been not even sniffing the bowl. But when you look at the things, BT, with this team, where's the area that gives you the most concern? Because I see a nasty defense and a pretty darn good offense as well.
Yeah, I and special teams dips is actually really good now. I mean, are we going to really waste time on the radio talking about punting? Not really, but Morstead is really good, and that matters when you have, you know, an elite defense like the Jets have. See, the Jets, they won seven games last year, and even if Rodgers, and I don't expect him to be 40-touchdown, 6-interception MVP Rodgers. I'm not saying he couldn't be, but I don't expect that. But last year, yeah, they lost a lot of games by 3, 4, 5 points of possession here. The concern really just dibs. It kind of goes back to what I said before. Like, even though the Yankees aren't what they were with Torrey, there's this inherent belief that, well, you know, when it's time to get to October, the Yankees will find a way, much like Bochy with the Giants for all those years. And certain the Warriors now, to a lesser extent recently, but, you know, they've earned that equity. The Jets have no equity. So, you know, when I look around and I say, all right, and I look at it pragmatically, and I take away the emotion and the torture and the pain and all the other stuff I've been subjected to for my entire life, really, I do see a really good defense. I do see a pretty improved offensive line. I see a Hall of Fame quarterback. I see an electric running back in Breece Hall. I see a dynamic wide receiver in Garrett Wilson. I see weapons, but until I actually see it equate to wins, that's the hesitation.
Brandon Tierney, WFAN, with us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. You know what I'm curious about, and I don't necessarily hear it in your voice, BT, but like, especially in New York, why is there not more skepticism about Aaron Rodgers? 40, Achilles, basically 2 years since the guy's played football. Why does everybody think he's just going to walk onto the field and look like Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I have an answer, but just a quick preface. He wasn't even great that last year with the Packers. Remember that last game against the Lions?
Exactly.
You know, I hear you. The answer is this, and it's very simple. It's called blind faith. You know, honestly, when you look at the recent quarterbacks, whether it's Mark Sanchez or Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold or Tim Boyle or anybody else that didn't matter and didn't materialize, when somebody like Aaron Rodgers says, hey, I want to go play for that team, it's kind of like the geek finally getting some action in the backseat of the car. Like, let's call for what it is.
Yeah, that hits a little too close to home there, BT. That's a little too real for me.
Yeah, I hear you. So really, why is there less skepticism than one would probably think given the – and I ruptured my Achilles. I'm obviously not a pro athlete, but, man, it is a bitch of a recovery. It is tough. So I think people gloss over it just because they're desperate. That's the bottom line. There's really nothing tangible because if you look at the pluses and the minuses, there's probably more minuses at this point for Rodgers, given the age, given the injury, given the lack of success with this team and the overall team success. So, but, you know, if you look at it that way, what the hell are you holding out hope for? Like, there's two ways to be. And the Mets fan is a little bit like this, and the Jets fan's like this. I'm not going to walk around like a loser. Now, I might look like an idiot, which I've done many times in my life, but I choose to enter each season, even with Zach and even with Sam Darnold and even with bad coaches who I know aren't the right guy. I look at it as a clean slate, and rather than, this is just me, it doesn't work for everybody, but rather than illuminate all the negatives and lean on the history that's not good, I choose to select positives. And I will say this, and at least illuminate the good going in. Now, I'm going to call it the way it is once things start flying. And once the season starts, and I'll rip them as hard as anybody, but objectively speaking, there are a lot more pluses for the Jets in totality than minuses, more than they've had in, I even Rex's two good teams, I think this team is more talented.
Yeah, it looks like it just in the roster and the two deep, and I'm excited to see him on Monday night. And it's funny you say it that way, BT, because we even have fans out here, as good as things have been, that look toward the negative, and a lot of it is around the quarterback. And is the quarterback good enough to be the franchise guy. Instead of fans just looking at this year, they're already trying to skip ahead a couple of years. When you look at Brock Purdy as a quarterback, yep, what do you think of him, BT?
I think Brock Purdy is really good. I think Brock Purdy is really good. I think that there's always going to be the stigma of the draft spot. And as much as it should be a credit to his diligence and to just how erratic the scouting world can be and how subjective it is and how hit and miss it really has been for even Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers dropped, he was in the green room last one. I look at Purdy, I think he processes very well. I think he's tough. I think he's accurate. And I think he's good. Now, is he electric? Is he like Josh Allen? No, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. He's not Mahomes. He's not Allen. He's not Lamar. Not one of those guys. Not even Joe Burrow. But, you know, in today's NFL, if you have, an advanced scheme and good coaching and protection, and you got some weapons, and with Ayuk back in the mix, you got weapons. You deploy them properly, and you've got a guy who is smart and has earned, like, it, you can quantify speed and strength and height. This is so interesting, but you can't quantify heart. I mean, this guy almost wasn't drafted, and if he wasn't drafted, he signs with somebody, and he's probably cut, and nobody even knows who the hell he is. So those are the stories that I respect almost more than the guy who, when he's 10 years old, he's identified like Peyton Manning, the super, LeBron, Zion Williamson, even though it hasn't panned out. I love stories like Purdy. I'm rooting for him. Now, I'm not rooting for him on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him to get his teeth kicked in and sacked five times and cough it up twice. But I like watching him play. And when I watch him, and it's not against the Jets, and it's not like, whoa, what have I said on the radio all week and what's most, centrally on my mind, I just see a good quarterback, period.
Brandon Tierney, WFAN, joining us here, Withered and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, I want to ask you about a phrase, the window is closing. And I want to ask this with regard to both teams, because I hear that with the Niners all the time. And my response is, you got a 24-year-old quarterback you like. If you think the window's closing, don't sign him. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. I look at the Jets and I go, I don't even know what the window is, but I know that it's short. How would you compare these two teams with that idea of their window?
Well, from a window perspective, and that's actually a really interesting question. From a window perspective, they're probably more similar, maybe, than some people would think. I think that that's almost counterintuitive, but I kind of feel that way. From just an overall, like wide-arching view, you couldn't be more opposite. I mean, the Jets are a joke, and the Niners are one of the platinum franchises. So I think that Robert Saleh, if the Jets don't make the playoffs, he is unequivocally gone, and he should be. The general manager is gone, and he should be. Depending upon if it got really bad, Rodgers got hurt again, God forbid, or he lost it, he hit the wall, I could see him retiring, and then I could see the Jets being in a world of hurt, and who knows where they go. The difference with you guys, even though the window, and Brock's a lot younger, clearly, but the window, it's not like, and I know I mentioned the Warriors before, but, when you're Jordan or you're, Popovich and then Duncan, your window in the NBA, 5, 6, 7 years, if you're built right. In the end, for that. Like, even, windows get a little tighter. Josh Allen lost to Stephon Diggs. Window get a little tighter. I think the difference is if the window slams shut on you guys this year and there's a deep recalibration, you've got smart men running the franchise. And up until now, the Jets haven't proven that they do. So, I would have faith in the Niners to hit, if they did hit the reset button, to hit it properly and to kind of truncate that curve of rebuild, where the Jets might be another 14 years before they sniff the playoffs. That it is what it is. Like, you're not good by accident for so long, and you're not bad by accident for so long,
That's a great point. And, you look at the future at quarterback, and the Jets would have to reboot that. And the quarterback is just about everything when it comes to keeping that window open. And speaking of which, BT, and I know you already made your predictions today on your show. I didn't get a chance to hear it, but who wins the Super Bowl? Is it a three-peat for Mahomes or someone going to get him this year?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hang on, Dibs, you cut up there, that last thing.
Who wins the Super Bowl, BT?
You know, I didn't give the prediction yet.
Oh, it's a shame.
You know, I've been radio 20-something years. I think I could come up with something on the fly. I mean, I know what I'm thinking. I just haven't said it. Well, I mean, listen, I think in the NFC, I don't like Dallas. I mean, I like them, but I don't like them on that level. I like you guys. I like the Eagles, even though they were a little fractured internally last year from a morale point of it. I think they're really good. I think it comes down to you guys. I think the Packers are going to be really good. From the AFC, see, I'm going to say it. Like, I really think the Jets could get there. But, of course, my heart is saying, or at least my head saying, it won't happen. I don't think the Bills will get there. I like the Ravens. I don't think the Bengals will get there. Put me on the spot. I'm going to say the Eagles. No, I'm going to say you guys, because you retained Ayuk. I'm not just placating.
You are an alum of this very station, BT, so you still have a lot of fans out here, in theory.
And I'm sure detractors, but thank you. I'm going to say the Niners. Dibs, all I got to do is bust out the bell.
You single-handedly drove the A's from this market. You realize that?
Oh, dude, come on. Hold on. My wife is calling. My wife is calling me. Let me hit ignore. Hold on one second. There you go.
Tell your wife hi for me. She's a lovely woman.
Exactly. I'm talking football. Leave me alone. I'll be home in 30 minutes. I think that in the AFC, I don't think they three-peat. I'm going Niners Jets. Isn't that amazing?
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Amazing.
Super Bowl preview on Monday night. And like the way you bob and weave to arrive at that answer is something I'll never forget.
I know. Hey, can I say something real quick about the A's? I hate what's happened. I hate it. And I know I used to mess around with the bell and the ding and the A's fans,
boy.
And I know. They were all over me. I hate. Now, it is vibrant. It's not the biggest fan base, as you know. And I sincerely mean this. God, you guys deserve better. I feel terribly for what's going on. I hate that they're going to Sacramento for 2 years. I hate even more that they're going to – it is an absolute travesty what has happened to this franchise, man. I mean that. I hate it.
Yeah, no doubt, BT. And I was just kidding when I said you drove him from town. He used to, every time he'd mention the A's, he'd ring a bell. Hey, there you go, A's fans. We talked about your team.
Yeah. Yep.
Now back to the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great bit, BT. Well, I miss you, brother.
If we ran that bit, we would never even ring the bell. Yeah,
no bell.
There's no more bell.
Dibs, did you tell, real quick, speaking of golf, that's how we started. Did you ever tell the story? I played lefty. I played lefty for like 15 years, hurt my back, and I wound up having surgery, by the way. I tried to play righty. I go out with Dibs. I forget which. It may have been Presidio.
Metropolitan. Sure. We're playing Metro over in the East Bay.
Okay. Yeah, we were definitely in the East Bay. And I play righty. I think it was the second time. I actually went birdie on back-to-back holes at one point in the round. I swear to God. It's Dibs. He was with me.
Yeah, and we haven't spoken since because I play all the time and I don't go birdie ever.
I don't want to ruin a good story, but how'd the other 16 holes go?
Not great.
107?
Birdie.
True story. Fun to hear your voice, BT. Thank you for doing it.
It is my pleasure. Hey, love to the Bay and respect to the Bay. And outside of Monday night, I'm pulling for you guys.
Thank you, BT. Hey, and you know what? Look at us. 13 years later, and turns out this station's got some staying power, my brother.
Yes, it does. Yeah, and you were the first hire.
Yes.
You were the first hire, right? Yeah.
He was the 28th hire and the 53rd hire and the 99th. We're tracking it.
They got me a couple times, BT. They done got me.
Oh, man, it's all good, dude. Yeah, Barrett started it, and you guys have taken it way beyond where it was. You guys are kicking ass, man.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Be well.
Brandon, thanks,
man.
You
got it, buddy. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Later, guys.
There he goes. Brandon Tierney, WFAN, New York.
Dude.
Jets Niners Super Bowl.
He is one of one, that guy.
Yes, he is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.